Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master and Mermaid Tony still in Grenada finishing up. Or I should say, we actually are just a day away from finishing our silent diving rebreather certification. I cannot wait for this. If everything goes as planned, the next time you hear us, we're going to be certified rebreather divers. And that could be as early as the next segment. We're recording the show because we are hunkered down, training feverishly. Mermaid Tony and myself, we just finished our rebreather exam, and we got 100%, Gerlinda. We did great, didn't we?
Yeah, I saw all the smoke above your heads this afternoon.
Yes, I think it definitely tested our patience just a tad, but Mermaid Tony, you got 100%, I got 100%.
It was brutal, too. It was about 30 questions and took us about almost 4 hours.
Yeah, but we did perfectly, didn't we do, Peter?
It felt only like 4 hours. It was actually only three, and you were sweating, and it was a pleasure to watch.
Yes, well, thank you. I'm glad our torture amuses you. But that's part of the experience, and you learn the stuff. You go through the process of being a certified rebreather diver. You gotta work through the process and do it and learn this stuff because it's serious business. Now, being that we did hunker down and maybe a few beads of sweat came off of my forehead during this test this afternoon, we've ended up at the aquarium restaurant and watering hole here in Grenada. And Uli is with us. Uli, this is like the mermaid bar in Grenada. We were here last time and created a bit of a ruckus. Have you reopened since or what?
we survived last time. And it's a pleasure having you here again. And first of all, I want to congratulate you on your rebreather certificate. Well done.
Yeah, well, thank you. We're not there yet. We still got to finish a few more dives. But if things go as planned, on July 4th, the 4th of July, we will be declaring our independence of bubbles.
All right.
So that is the whole plan. And then, like I said, segment two, hopefully we're going to be rebreather divers, or we're not. We'll have to wait and see. You'll have to stick around for that. But in the meantime, why wait till the end of the certification to celebrate at a place like the aquarium, right? Come here now and kind of experience it as we go. That's my philosophy. Is that okay with you?
I absolutely agree with that. Pre-celebrations are the best celebrations.
Absolutely. And I got to say, all the places we visit, especially these small little islands in the Caribbean, getting a good steak is impossible until you come to the aquarium. I just had a ribeye steak that matches most of the stuff we get in the States at a really high-end steakhouse. Hats off to you, my friend. Good job.
Thanks a lot. Yes, and in that respect, we just changed our suppliers, and we only bring in Angus-certified beef, and it's a very good cut, and I'm very proud to have that here in the restaurant, and soon I will be also Angus-certified restaurant here.
Oh, nice. All right, well, there you go. The aquarium restaurant, not only does it have a mermaid motif here, which is one of the reasons we came here and did our little mermaid extravaganza last time. We do have Mermaid Tony here, but she's kind of in disguise, in legs. But you'll deal with that for at least for one night, right?
Yes. No, it feels great to sit together with a mermaid again here at the table.
Well, yes. Yeah, you remember it. I'm not so sure she does, but that's a whole other story. We won't go there for now. But
that was due to the rum punch.
It was the rum punch. Yes. I know you have a lot of specialities here in Grenada, not just great food, bringing them folks that visit the aquarium, but you have a thing for this Callaloo soup. You are the Callaloo soup master, I hear.
Well, the Callaloo Soup Master, but we have a lot of variations with the Callaloo. We do a lot of other dishes. Just the Callaloo Soup is one of them. We have also what you know from the Greek kitchen, Spanakopita. We fill the pastries with Callaloo and some mozzarella cheese. We also do a great Callaloo Cannelloni, which is more the Italian dish, homemade pasta, and then grated with Parmesan cheese.
Yeah.
Yes, and it's a great dish.
Well, I'll tell you, and just if you don't know what I'm talking about, Callaloo is a leafy vegetable here in Grenada that grows wild and all over the place, and it's like spinach, but good. Does that make any sense?
It makes a lot of sense. It is like spinach. It's full of iron. It's almost a watercress vegetable. It grows in very swampy areas. It needs a lot of water. You cannot eat it raw. It's actually poisoning. It kind of does not do well if you eat it raw. So you have to cook it. And it's full of iron, very healthy. And as I said, you can cook it in many ways.
Tony's looking over like, don't! I was nibbling on a leaf here earlier today, and maybe now she's wondering why.
No Callaloo salad. It's actually, I say poisoning, it actually blocks your breathing, and so you can actually choke on it, because it doesn't just swallow like regular lettuce. It digests well, but it doesn't swallow, so you have to be careful. You can't eat it raw. You have to cook it.
All right, but once you cook it, it's great and good for you, and amazingly flavorful, for sure. It's good stuff, for sure. Now, you have that, and I know we've had a nice bottle of wine here at the aquarium tonight. You have a full wine list here at this fine establishment. But I also hear you're like the minister of rum in Grenada. Is that true, or is that just more stuff Peter's making up?
No, we have a great selection of rums. By the way, you're only a second bottle of wine. I just wanted to correct you on that one. But we do good wines, and we have good rums. We have, obviously, we have all the good local rums. We have some good vintage rums. We have a vintage Vesterhall. We have an old Grog Clark Scott. So even though it's a small island, we're very proud on our rums. And all the rums we feature here in the restaurant and pouring rums are from the island. And we have a great variety of those here.
I've had that Westfall vintage. That is good stuff. What's your fave? If we were going to switch gears here and all of a sudden call this show Rum Radio as opposed to Scuba Radio, what would you suggest is the best of Grenada?
I think the vintage. I think the vintage Vesterhall and the old Grog Clark Scott are the
classic old Grog classical.
No, Clark Scott.
Clark Court?
Yeah, Clark Court.
Which means what? Rum?
No, Clark Court is a house. Is a house where the rum is brewed. You know?
Okay, got it. Okay, well, I'll have to try that one too, I guess. You know, it's all about the mixing in the experiences, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And after dinner, I think it's a great after dinner drink. So I'm gonna bring you an old grog.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Well, why not? Why not? That could be like a celebratory.
Sometimes you have to sacrifice as a radio show host. You have to do these things so you can tell your listeners.
That's right. The things I do for our listeners. Travel to beautiful places like Grenada, rebreathe, dive, and drink plenty of rum. I mean, it's the sacrifice I'm willing to make for the masses is just... What are you looking at me like that for, Mermaid Tony?
Well, rebreathers and rum don't mix so well, just so you know.
Well, when I'm not rebreathing, I may want to just breathe off the rebreather on the surface and kick up the oxygen content. Do you ever do that, Peter?
We haven't actually tried it yet to replace the scrubber with rum.
That could be a whole new thing. It'd be like a modification of the two beers off of the hard hat contraption I've seen in other places. But no, we don't mix the two when we're diving. But hey, on the surface, maybe we get a new invention.
On the surface very well.
Yeah, I mean, why not?
I don't recommend using it for diving.
Yes, no, we don't do that. We don't mix the two. But when we're not, hey, we might as well partake in a few of the local libations. That's part of the experience. Now, Uli, they also say that you are an expert on the women population here in Grenada. What does that mean exactly?
Well, they have the most beautiful waitresses in the restaurant.
Yes, I would agree with that for sure.
That's to start with, you know. And that's pretty much as far as I go. Other than that, I have a beautiful wife, I have a lovely daughter, and they're my stars in my life.
Right, well, okay, good answer for sure. And it was the same off the air too, I'm sure. But that it's all good. And you know, when you come to Grenada, you got to do some diving with the folks at Aquanauts Grenada, Peter and Galinda. Come over here for an afternoon. afternoon cocktail. Because what's that?
I wonder if the Kalaluzu recipe from the aquarium, if that a secret is, or maybe he can tell us.
Is there a secret, Uli? Or would you have to kill me?
No, no, there's no secret to it. I think the good Kalaluzu, obviously, you have to use fresh Kalaluzu. You saute the Kalaluzu in a little onion, nice olive oil. You add definitely some coconut milk and some nutmeg, which is our secret ingredient.
Ah, there we go. The nutmeg and a beautiful Grenadian waitress. What?
Coconut milk. I didn't know about that one.
Coconut meg or nutmeg?
Coconut milk.
Oh, coconut milk. Oh, okay. All right. Let's see. We'll get it right. And, Uli, what's the website address for the aquarium?
GrenadaAquarium.com.
GrenadaAquarium.com. Check it out. All right. More coming up. Stay close. We're about to be certified rebreather divers. We hope.
You hope.
Tony hopes.
If you get the service thing.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Nine knots. I should have been in Fiji in less than a week. But the first piece of land I saw wasn't Fiji, was it? No. No, it was here, this island.
Cause no matter where we go, Dominica will always be our home. Some may mention near and far, but when you look up in the sky,
and we will be at Dive Fest in Dominica next week. However, we are still in Grenada with our friends Peter and Galinda from Aquanauts Grenada. You can check them out at aquanautsgrenada.com. And it is official. We've got the cards to prove it. Do we not, Mermaid Tony?
We got the cards, and we're not giving them back.
We are not giving them back. Today is July 4th. That is when we are celebrating our certification of being newly certified rebreather divers. Thanks, Aquanauts Grenada. And it's July 4th, so we are basically celebrating our independence of bubbles. Are we not, Peter? Come on!
Yes, that is the biggest Woo! Independence Day ever!
Yes! Woo! God bless the rebreather. Or so, I don't know how it goes. But, you know, we're having a great time down here in Grenada. And it is, we made it. And as students, on a scale from 1 to 10, you checked us out today. Peter, what do you think? What did you give Mermaid Tony and myself?
I gave you guys a lot of nines.
A lot of nines.
Yeah,
that's
some
good.
Some tens and some eights.
Really? We got some tens.
We got tens?
We got tens.
Oh, wait. I got tens. You got the eights.
No. I mean, you go. Nobody does bubble checks like you do.
Right. So who gave better bubbles? What do you mean?
Yeah, the bubble check, you know?
Right,
you
right.
Go down.
So she got a 10 on the bubble check?
No, you both got a 10.
We both got a 10.
Yeah.
So there, see?
Because
it's not a competition.
No.
Why?
I mean, the way you do your pirouette. You know, it's so controlled and...
Who, wait, her
perfect,
or me?
No, both of you. Both
okay,
of you.
Wait a minute. I don't know if that's...
Cover for me.
I'm not sure if that's a compliment or not. I'm going to think that one over. But you know what? Who cares? We're certified rebreathers on the inspiration and evolution, and I'm loving it. And thank you so much, Peter, for putting up with us. Because we were a challenge, weren't we?
Yeah, one of you was. I don't want to. I mean, I can't release names now here on the radio.
Yeah, let's not embarrass Tony like that.
It was a great pleasure having you here. It was great fun, and we had two amazing dives today. I mean, just think about all the stuff we saw on the reefs.
It was great.
It was just beautiful.
It was awesome.
Surrounded by fish, that big green moray eel, you know, with the jaw on the side. I mean, it was amazing.
And Peter's like, hey, let's go over here. You know, this is after like, what, 45 minutes, 50 minutes? You're thinking our dive is done. We go over, swim a few yards, and bam, there's another wreck. It was just amazing. A great dive to finish off our certification. But tomorrow, now that we're certified rebreather divers, we get to do the big boy. We get to do the Bianca C, right? That's like the Super Bowl of wreck dives down here, isn't it?
Exactly. The Bianca C, the Titanic of the Caribbean. You'll be there tomorrow on a rebreather and enjoy it without bubbles.
No bubbles, no troubles. You ready, Tony?
Or so we hope. There shouldn't be any bubbles.
No, there'll be no bubbles. What do you mean? What are you looking at me like that for? Is this... She's going to do a bubble check when we're down on the Bianca Sea, but it's not going to be coming from my rebreather. I think that's what she's alluding to.
Let's not go where the bubbles will be coming from. Let's just not go there now.
What I had for lunch today, is that what you're making a reference to?
You did have a bean burrito.
Yes, okay. We'll just leave it at that. All right, so today, after our day of diving, we have kind of tore down our gear, getting ready for the Bianca Sea, but it's a little happy hour event, and we got a bunch of divers here. A big group from where, Peter?
From where are you?
We are
the Feral Divers, right?
Feral Divers. We're from the United States. We're mostly from the West Coast. We have a few of our members from the East Coast. And for our trip, it's our 20th anniversary, and we're here from...
Oh, congratulations!
Another
reason to celebrate!
Another good reason to drink. Dive, or whatever.
Yeah. No driving.
Yes, we're here, a great group, and we're here to enjoy the Spice Islands, and we're going to spice it up this week, and we're going to enjoy our diving.
Were you guys the group dancing in the bar last night?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That was nice.
We're going to kind of like let the result.
You guys had like a little mini mosh pit going on over there in front of the...
Absolutely.
It might not have been pretty, but it was fun.
No, it was. It was quite nice.
It was feral.
Yeah, feral. What feral, that means? Fertile? What? I don't
feral,
know.
Wild.
Wild, crazy.
Wild,
exactly.
Tame,
we have a dive group. People in their 20s, and our oldest diver is 78.
Nice.
Still diving, blowing bubbles every year. He says it might be his last. That his wife makes him stop diving, but he now they've set a point that maybe after 80 he'll stop.
Yeah.
And you know what? He's in better shape than a lot of our 40-year-olds. So you know, it's great. So keep diving out there, you know?
Absolutely.
Keep in shape.
Do you guys have a website, too, that people can go to?
We have a Facebook page, and our website's actually under development.
Okay, so if you did like a search on Feral Divers.
Feral Divers with a plural.
On Facebook.
We might let you look at the page. I'll accept you.
Yes, we'll just tell them Scuba Radio sent you.
That's right.
And maybe you can see some of these pictures from Grenada.
Fun time here in Grenada with Aquanauts and having a wonderful time.
Yeah, now I know you guys have seen us focusing on this rebreather stuff. Does that pique your interest a little bit or what?
You know, definitely. I mean, it's definitely something. I mean, nitrox and then rebreathers is something to like look into, and you know, hey, why not? you know.
It'll be your next trip down here,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Come down here. I know they have a great certification program, and happy to try it out.
So you guys are on the left coast, and you're used to a little bit cooler water than I'm guessing you have here, right?
Some divers dive in Monterey. Some don't. I prefer the warm water, so we go off to Micronesia or the Caribbean or Indonesia or Philippines.
And we just had one of our group members get certified this week, actually yesterday.
Oh yeah, I heard the whoops and what.
She, you know, is from the San Francisco Bay Area, did all her book work, and decided she didn't want to like put on a 7mm and 40 pounds of weight and
do all the tricks.
Wanted to come to Grenada and do it in warm water, and she successfully passed. And she's a feral diver.
Yes, she's a wild and crazy diver. I love it. Well, you guys obviously picked a great place to spend a week of diving.
Absolutely.
We've been here. We got a few days ahead of you, you know, on our little adventure. But you got some really cool treats ahead of you underwater for sure. And I have a feeling you guys kind of just make the party.
Absolutely.
You got to make it wherever you go, right?
Like it or not, we make the party.
That's right.
Most, you either join us or go back to the room.
You either join us or you're the ones complaining.
Exactly.
Yeah, to the front desk. But that's good. We're with you guys.
That sounds like us.
Yes, definitely. Well, you know, we're celebrating our rebreather certification, so you guys are celebrating your 20-year anniversary, so we can kind of join forces and tear this mother down. Is that what they say? I don't know.
Absolutely.
Is that what they say, Tony?
I think that's what they say, or something like that. And you know what? We don't have to be so serious anymore. We've been focused on our studies, focused on being to class on time every morning, and, you know, surviving underwater.
We've been really serious this week. This is so unlike us.
It's exceedingly unlike us. I'm a little scared right now.
Yes, I am too. Now Peter is, because he's like, what do you mean?
No, but the fun will begin tomorrow. Tomorrow you will finally see how these rebreathers really work. You know, I will not fake any male functions or anything like this. You guys, you just passed some of the hardest training known to man.
Yes! And mermaid.
And mermaid. Anyway,
woman.
I mean, Tony is going to be like the first mermaid in the world.
She is.
She's basically the Neil Armstrong of mermaids.
I love it. I love it. All right, more coming up from Grenada. Stay close.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Now we've moved over to the resort called La Source. And this is an all-inclusive resort that Aquanox Grenada handles the diving for their guests at this hotel. It's a really, really nice place. And they've started a new program here, Galinda, scuba yoga, right?
That's right, yeah. Yoga for scuba divers or scuba diving for yogis.
Right, and you have one of your first victims, I mean students, here with us right now. Rachel from the UK, from London or where?
I live in London, yes.
Okay, so, and you work for a magazine that's health and fitness called Zest, is that it?
That's right, yeah.
So a big popular magazine, so you came here to what, review or try out this scuba yoga thing and that and a few other things or what?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that was the main aim for coming here, actually. I think very often people get a bit freaked out by the idea of scuba and being underwater and the fact that you're only using your regulator to breathe, and people find that quite strange. So I think to kind of, you know, marry that with yoga is so perfect, even though it does seem like a bit of a weird mix. I mean, you're not actually doing yoga underwater so much. I mean, you're not doing all the different stretches and things like that.
Or like the mermaid pose or the manta. We're coming up with ideas. Because I haven't done the yoga thing myself personally, but I've dabbled. I've been said, oh, yeah, that's a yoga thing with the breathing thing. And yeah, they have these poses like the dog or
downward dog. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, and all these things. But I was thinking, okay, if you're going to do this for scuba, there ought to be poses for divers.
Yes.
Like the manta ray or something, right?
Well, no, it's not so much that. I mean, you know, obviously doing certain poses within yoga are really beneficial for all the equipment that you use when you're when you're in the water. I mean, because the oxygen tank's quite heavy and it makes you can push your neck out. So to have shoulder strengthening exercise is perfect for that. And also you're kind of, well, supposed to be anyway, if you get it right, I don't often. It's just more in a kind of, plank style position, really, or almost kind of curving upwards, which are other positions that you do.
Which can bother your back a little bit. All right, hold on. Let's take a quick break and finish this thought up. Merging yoga and scuba diving. That's what we're doing here in Grenada today.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 219. With a gloved hand or otherwise, never pet a sea urchin. You might feel a little prick. Did I say that?
What's so funny?
Nothing. I just have a loony sense of humor.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the Real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio today, Nick Bird, the CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network, is with us. You on the road again, Nick?
I sure am.
You travel a lot.
Are you the pot or the kettle in this one?
Yeah, I spend a bit of time on the road as well. You got me.
It seems to me it's usually somewhere with sun, surf, and diving.
I don't tend to get a lot of sympathy when I talk about the planning, do I?
I can't imagine why, Greg.
But planning a dive trip can be a lot of work.
Oh, it's not so bad. And it's worth every minute you spend. A little planning at home can increase your safety and enjoyment when you go abroad.
But, you know, there is a lot to consider.
You can count it all on your fingers.
You think so, huh?
I know so.
All right. What's first?
Well, first, you got to choose a destination with diving compatible with your skills, interests, and budget. If you're an open water diver, don't choose a trip that does mostly technical diving. If you're interested in wrecks, don't choose a trip that focuses, well, mainly on reefs. And for sure, know how much your diving will cost you before you book your trip.
Well, okay, that sounds reasonable, but what's next?
I think a great place to start is to talk to the people at your local dive center. They can often be a great resource when it comes to dive travel planning. They often have experience in the areas that interest you, and they may even be able to make recommendations on various sites, sometimes accommodations, dive operations, they'll likely know restaurants, and they may even be able to point you towards travel agents or all sorts of stuff that you can do when you're not diving. Dollars to donuts, they're even planning a trip to your chosen destination right now that you may not even be aware of.
Okay, keep going.
I like to look for dive vacation packages. These will often bundle both the diving and the lodging, as well as even sometimes food and airfare.
I like finding deals, but what do I do when I find one?
I think a good place to start is to do a little research. I know that sounds kind of boring, but check some travel books and guides. Maybe even look through some dive magazines or the internet. It's good to figure out whether or not do you need things like a visa. Are there currency exchange concerns that you'll have? Are there language or custom considerations? Things like taxes and country entry and exit fees. Are there any travel advisories or health warnings in effect? Are there immunization requirements? Are there airline restrictions on equipment or weight limits? Because this can be really important if you're island hopping, since small planes can't carry much weight and often have limits. What will the diving and water conditions be like?
Oh, hold on, hold on. That felt like a lot of sub-tips you're trying to cram onto one finger.
Absolutely not. All of that information is easily found. Shoot, Dan members can get it all on the WorldQ Planner.
That benefit that comes with Dan membership, right?
Yes. It's real-time travel intelligence. You just type in your destination and everything you need to know, all of your sub-tips, if you will, comes up. Something that easy is hardly worth a second finger.
All right, I'll give you that one. You're on the pinky now.
The pinky, eh? Okay, since we're on P, how about purchase dive accident insurance before you go? Many operations actually require divers to carry it with them. Trip insurance is also really worth considering.
Careful, that's getting close to another sub-tip.
No way, it's all insurance.
Fine, you're on the second hand now.
Consider your gear requirements. If rental gear is going to be needed, check to see if your destination dive operation has what you need. If it doesn't, you'll need to rent at home and take it with you. If you're taking your own gear, make sure it's serviced and in good working order.
Gear tip, got it. Next.
Plan on decompression time. Save some for sightseeing, beach time, or other land-based activities for your last day. They're great ways to give yourself that long surface interval before you fly and see what your destination has to offer above the water.
That's a good one. What else?
We recommend making copies of your important documents and information. And this includes your passport and visa if you have one, your certification cards, things like credit cards and bank information, and a great one is emergency numbers like the Dan Hotline.
An excellent idea. Keep going.
Make checklists to help you pack both your dive gear and your non-diving items.
And
what?
And no sub-tip for that one? You don't want to tell people what toiletries to put on their checklist?
I keep telling you, these are all single tips. They're just detail, that's all.
Semantics, right. Okay, what's next?
If necessary, take a refresher course. Brush up those skills before you go, not when you go.
Ha ha! I knew it! I knew it! It couldn't be done! I'm out of fingers. We're on toes now.
And I'm done.
What?
I'm done.
That's it?
That's it.
No more tips?
Those should just about cover it.
No more sub-tips.
There weren't any sub-tips.
You're not even going to tell me to have fun?
That would be an on-site tip.
Yeah, okay. A tip for another day. A little bit of planning before you take a trip can increase both your safety and fun factor when you get there. It helps you to know what to expect and how to prepare for what you'll encounter. And knowing you're properly prepared will help you relax and enjoy the experience. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
And you know, I am a Divers Alert Network member. I am a Dan member, and it's a good reason. Here in Grenada, I had a little incident. We'll get into that in just a little bit. But first, we got to finish up our little chat about scuba and yoga because Rachel here is hanging out with Peter and Galinda from Aquanauts Grenada, and they've been doing is that your sister?
Yes.
Yeah, and you guys have been one of the first people to go through their scuba for yoga program here at the La Source Hotel or all-inclusive resort here in Grenada that Peter and Galinda also work with. And so the whole idea of this yoga combination thing is obviously the stretching makes sense, and it's good because, you know, lifting the gear and all that kind of thing is an issue for scuba divers. But I would imagine also the breathing makes a big factor, is a big factor.
Yeah, the main thing is the breathing and just being relaxed because, as I was saying before, a lot of people get freaked out by being underwater. And so your breathing is obviously going to become faster, and some people might hyperventilate. And really, you've just got to keep your breathing very steady, and that also, obviously, breathing is crucial when you're underwater because it helps with your buoyancy. So if the more you can keep it steady, the more you can maintain a level buoyancy and learn how to, you know,
And conserve your air too, I guess.
Well,
right,
exactly. Yeah, and that's obviously crucial.
So are you like thinking of like a babbling brook and that kind of thing, or like a zen type of moment thing, or is this a totally different animal?
Well, you are pretty zen down there, and I think also when you're underwater, it's an entirely different world, and that's also similar to kind of relaxation in a sense, in that it's kind of like an escape, and you know, you are relaxed, and it's the one place also where nobody can get hold of you, so you've just got to kind of, it's you, your breathing, and the world around you, so you've just got to be in the moment and enjoy it, and then kind of appreciate everything around you and what you see, and that just helps you enjoy the experience a hell of a lot more.
That's exactly the philosophy of yoga. Be in the present moment, be with yourself, and don't be distracted. And that's what scuba divers are.
Don't be distracted. Or distracted.
Distracted.
In my case, I was destructed. But
distracted.
I haven't done this yoga for scuba thing. Am I a prime candidate for this kind of thing, or do I not have the look there, Gurlinda? What do you think?
Well, it's not about
it. Pretty high strung. You know this.
Yeah, it's not about the looks at all.
Well, this is good.
Absolutely. You should be my next guinea pig.
I should be a yoga scuba master or something.
And I can highly recommend Gurlinda as well. She's been absolutely fantastic.
Nice. So you're writing an article for Zest Magazine in the UK, and it's basically like, hey, go give this a shot type of thing to kind of chill?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, if it's something that you perhaps have had problems with in the past or have avoided because it does, the whole concept and idea freaks you out, then, you know, yoga is a great way of just helping you get back into it or into it and just being relaxed with it and enjoying it. And
now, I get the impression you were big time into the yoga and the scuba part was new. Is that a fair assumption or no?
No, I did my paddy about 4 years ago and I haven't dived since. And initially I avoided doing my paddy because I was so freaked out by the whole experience and stuck to snorkeling. So it was quite a big mental thing for me to actually do my paddy in the first place.
So the yoga might be bringing you back into the fold.
Yeah, definitely.
That's a good thing. I like it.
Yeah.
We need more divers, Rachel. You hear what I'm saying? Even in the UK. Yeah, you guys are kind of wacky. What's the word, nutty?
Nutty. Yeah, we're all quite a bit nutty. Bit bonkers, actually. That's
yeah, I like it. Bonkers. Yeah, I've been called that a few times, for sure. Well, I'm sure you've enjoyed your time here in Grenada. Maybe we can cross paths again and do a yoga class together.
Yeah.
Come up with our own little moves poses. Or poses, right?
Poses. And then
strike
do
a yoga pose.
An underwater yoga class. How about that?
Love it. I love it. All right, more coming up from Grenada, including what happened to me. Yes, I had an incident.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact K7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
I'm a mighty great white shark lemon, and you are a remora clinging to me with your suction cup head. I give you a free ride, and in exchange, you eat my parasites.
So long, bulls, I'll see you later. I'm gonna set my sails a little south for the equator. We gonna laugh and sing and dance and dive in every
Yes, we are in Grenada. Puff, the scuba cowboy, going to join us in Dominica next week. Actually, that'll be hour two of the big show because we are taping as we're on the road. So you can stay tuned for that. However, here's the latest. Now, we're in Grenada at the end of our rebreather training certification. We are certified rebreathers now, aren't we, Mermaid Tony? Come on.
We are certified rebreathers now.
And I have cheated death. I've had like a near-death experience, and thank God that I'm a Divers Alert Network member, a Dan member, but I'm not going to lose an appendage.
Is that because you tried to kill yourself twice underwater during drills?
No, it wasn't. It had nothing to do with that. It had to do with just a little nick that got infected, but I had to go to the hospital, have them like dig all this dead stuff out. It was pretty nasty, but I didn't cry. As a matter of fact, the doctor, when he shot me up with a Novocaine on my, I don't know what he.
I can vouch for that. The first doctor said there is no hope, you know, just go home.
Yeah, just go home. We can't do anything for him.
A couple of hours of your life. But quite honestly, we have to tell the listeners, this really has got nothing to do with rebreathers.
Nothing.
Rebreathers are not dangerous. People are.
Yes, just remember, mermaids bite.
It's a scratch, and you got it hashing.
Yeah, and it got a little infected, and I had to have a doctor.
Do the listeners know, though, what hashing is?
They do. They've heard us complain about it a couple times and the soreness in our muscles.
Runners with a drinking problem, right? Yeah, or drinkers with a running problem?
But hashing is all about drinking and not running. So anyone complaining about sore muscles, the fact they've drunk too much and they're now exhausted of water.
Yeah, exactly. Dehydrated. It was a combination of things. But it led to a quick little hospital visit, and they had to clean up this the scratch. It got a little infected, but I'm good to go now. And now I have a new thumb, one that's wrapped up and nice and white, and it's cool.
It's very white. Oh, wait, that's right. It matches your skin color that you already had. Oh, no, now today you're red after a day of laying on the beach at Les Sources.
That's right. We are at Les Sources right now, pretty much celebrating our last night on Grenada and having a great time. Mark is the general manager here. I believe that's the right title, right, Mark?
Yeah, general manager, pot wash, and anything else that goes along.
That's right. You'll take whatever they give you, right? Yeah, my name's Greg, and I answer to all four-letter words. I don't know if that's the same for you, but Mark is a four-letter word, too.
Mark is a four-letter word, and I have been known to take most things in this world, yes.
Fair enough. So, Les Sources, really an amazing facility. We saw this last time we were here, and we got to spend the afternoon just kind of chilling on our last day on the island here in Grenada because we can't dive. And I was recuperating after my major surgery, and I can't think of a better place to do that than Les Sources. Tell me about this place.
Well, I have to say, Les Sources and your recuperation obviously fitted well. After your major surgery, you managed to spend the afternoon lying on a massage table.
Yes.
Being pummeled by beautiful ladies, which was just before that you moved out to the bar for cocktails and sunset on Pink Gin Beach.
Yeah, the sacrifices I'm willing to make, Mark, that just goes with the territory, you know? That's just the kind of guy I am.
Well, you see, the kind of guy you are coming to Les Sources, of course, means that, of course, you could have had an afternoon diving or joining in with volleyball or acrocyte or playing golf even.
Or archery. I heard that you have archery here.
Yeah, but, you know, we wouldn't let you loose with an arrow, not after your major international injury.
Well, you know, I did talk to your activities director.
And, by accident.
Yeah, no. I talked to your activities director. He said that after 15 minutes, we could set it up that you would be well-trained enough in archery that we could put an apple on the top of Mermaid Tony and I could shoot it off.
With your injury, I don't think so. I think you did a better choice by lying in the afternoon and getting beautiful.
No way. I didn't say I would hit the apple. You hear what I'm saying? I just said I could shoot her.
Well, that just confirms that you got excessive insurance on Mermaid Tony.
No, we're in another country. It doesn't count here.
I get a cut.
You'll get a cut, all right. But anyway, more like a hole in the head, if we're lucky. I mean, I probably... Oh, ouch. That hurt. What are you doing? Don't hit an injured guy like that. What's the matter with you?
It's a scratch.
Yeah, whatever. All right, so Les Sources, this is an all-inclusive resort. We're actually sitting here for dinner, and the spread that you guys have just for food is quite remarkable, and it's an all-inclusive type of presentation, right?
The all-inclusive offering here is very unique in the fact that it's not just about food and drink. It's about activities, lifestyle, holistic, sports, diving, scuba yoga. And scuba yoga is something new that we've actually brought into the resort this year, which is about an holistic lifestyle approach to understanding the breathing techniques that are needed to enhance the diving experience. And actually, we've just had our first scuba yoga week, and people have got up in the morning, done Tai Chi, gone on to panorama yoga, and then gone out diving in the afternoon. And everybody has said how much more they've enjoyed their dive, understanding how to breathe through the yoga techniques that we offer as part of the all-inclusive package.
Yeah, well, we just talked to Rachel. She had a great time as one of the first people to go through this program.
The thing that she said to me, that she felt that she could do other things under the water beyond just diving. And I know that we've got some fantastic photographs coming up soon where they're doing yoga poses under the water on the website for Aquanauts.
Yeah, like the manta ray, the manatee, the mermaid.
The mermaid.
Of course the mermaid. All right. And the website for La Source is?
Well, La Source is www.theamazingholiday.com. But our dive partner is also Aquanauts, which is probably the best dive partner to have in Grenada. And they're the ones that we've been able to master our yoga, fitness, health, scuba yoga program with. And that's why we're the very first people to offer this in the whole of the Caribbean, and in fact, the whole of the Americas.
We love being here. We're going to come back hopefully in October. We're working on it. But you know what? We're off to Dominica. Are you ready, Tony?
I'm very ready, and we get to meet the rest of our crew there tomorrow.
Dominica Dive Fest is calling our name. That's all happening in an hour or two. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.